It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we bring you the latest music and interviews from the bands that make New Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll do a track from the Earbuds Jersey Rock Mixtape by Reality Suite. The Club Rat contest to win your own copy of the Jersey Rock Mixtape expires this week, so hit up the link on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com now to enter. We'll chat with Keith Roth of Frankenstein 3000 about his band's latest release, do the latest single from Rachel Anna Dobkin, and we'll meet Hoochie Coochie. They're playing the Medford Oktoberfest and Music Festival on September 15th at Medford Freedom Park. It's a free event featuring live bands, cold beer, and good vibes. But first, on the phone is Joe P. of Deal Casino. Catch them at the See Here Now Festival, a celebration of live music, art, and surf culture. Rocking Asbury Park, September 29th and 30th. Joe, thanks for calling into the podcast.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me.
Dude, it's always a pleasure. I know you guys are working on a new album due out later this fall. How's that going?
It's going well. We're just kind of working on music videos, planning out when we're going to release each song, so it's cool.
You have a brand new single that just came out a couple of days ago. We're about to premiere it on the podcast. The plan is to release like a single at a time over the next few months?
Yeah, one or two at a time, depending on, you know, how they pair up together and, you know, music videos, when they get done. But yeah, there'll be a bunch of singles over the next month or so.
How could someone score those singles?
They'll probably come out on iTunes and everything like that, but they'll be on Spotify too, so you can just listen to them for free, which makes more sense.
Now, this See Here Now Festival looks like it's going to be a really cool time. What do you know about it?
I know that there's a lot of different types of bands playing and artists, 2 days, and we play the second day, which I think is a Sunday at like 1:30 p.m. or something like that. So, yeah, it should be good.
Awesome. That's Sunday, September 30th, if you guys are on. So get there a little before 1 to catch Deal Casino. If someone wants to find out more about Deal Casino, how can they do that?
I mean, honestly, I would say you could... You'd probably have to meet us, honestly, because our social media doesn't do too good of a job of showing who we are. But, yeah, I would say just come hang. Come by the house.
Are you actually inviting people over your house?
Of course, yeah. Come on by, man. We got the dogs. We got cracked a couple cold ones, and just hang.
Okay, if you could find Deal Casino, there's an open invite. So check that out.
It's not.
And the track we're doing on the podcast, your latest single, it came out August 31st. Tell us about French Blonde.
French Blonde, yeah. That is the first single, the first song, I think, that we recorded when we went to the studio. But it's a kind of a different sounding song compared to everything we've done before it. So we're happy about it, and we've been playing it live for a while, so definitely good to have it out.
Awesome. Well, we're going to have you on the podcast again in the near future because I know you have more new singles coming out. And, of course, you guys are going on tour with the Rex later this fall. We're looking forward to that. And 2 dates in our area, November 29th at the Gramercy in New York, December 1st at the Asbury Lanes. But ahead of that, we're looking forward to having you over at the See Here Now Festival on September 30th. Joe P. of Deal Casino. Dude, thank you so much for calling in.
You got it, man. Thanks for having me.
Hell yeah, man. Right now, let's do that track. Here's Deal Casino with their latest. It's French Blonde. 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
I'm a dead animal. You're used to seeing my guts. You see me lying on the street. And just drive right over me while you're putting on your makeup. I'm the next holiday. I'm not a star, I'm just the next John Doe.
Hey, this is Brian King from Reality Suite, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Since you are my light, can't bring you back. So I drive through the night, going fast, makes me feel alive. You make me feel alive. Lost what's left. What's right in my life. Now going fast makes me feel alive. You make me feel alive.
Suite with Cut, Burn, Bruise on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Catch them at Debonair Music Hall on November 17th. Learn more at realitysuite.com. The track you just heard is off their Awaken EP, and it's also on the Earbuds Jersey Rock mixtape. The cassette looks totally rad and features songs from 8 New Jersey bands. You can purchase it now at intheclouds.io or enter to win your own copy through Club Rat at WRAT.com. But hurry up, because this is the last week of the contest. You can find the link to win your own copy of the Jersey Rock mixtape on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. On the phone is Keith Roth of Frankenstein 3000, also the host of the Rat's Electric Ballroom, the only place where Donna's dandies and dictators have been known to stop by, Sundays from 8 to 10 on Rat Radio. Keith, thank you for calling into the Jersey Rock podcast.
Yeah, anytime I speak to you, Tom, it's always a pleasure, buddy. How are you making out?
Totally awesome, dude, and I love the new album, The Blunt Truth. I think I've said it before, this is, in my opinion, one of the strongest efforts Frankenstein 3000 has ever done. Tell us about the album.
I mean, you know, the record came out in April, but, you know, we were able to actually do some pre-touring, you know, to get it out there in support of it, you know, with Pete International Airport with Peter Holmstrom. So it's been fun. It's been resonating well. I mean, you know, we're on the second run of records right now, and, you know, people seem to be, gravitating to it. And, you know, all the records, you know, we've done a lot of records, but, you know, this is the one most satisfying for me at this point. And it's still got some legs, so we've been doing shit to promote it, and there's more to come, and some, you know, a couple things are shaking right now. And if people can, you know, they check our Facebook page or the Main Man website, you know, there's other stuff popping up.
Are any of the limited edition green vinyl still available?
There are. You better order them quick before the world ends.
How could someone get a copy of either the vinyl or the album on CD or even a digital download?
Well, I mean, all that stuff is available everywhere. You know, Amazon, iTunes, you know, hard copies, you know, Barnes & Noble, blah, blah, blah. But the most easiest way is probably mainmanrecords.com. And that's definitely where you can get the green vinyl.
We took a track off of the Blunt Truth for the Earbuds Jersey Rock mixtape. Thank you so much.
How awesome was that? I feel like it was 1987 all over again.
I know. That's a hot pink cassette tape. And, you know, thank you. Thank you for offering up a track for that.
Hey, any way to get the music out there, you know, and if people resonates with people, that's what makes, that's why we do it, man. That's why people write music, to get it out there, and hopefully people enjoy it.
Hell yeah. The track on the Jersey Rock mixtape, Second Time Around, which kicks off the second side of the cassette tape. If you want to win your own copy of the Earbuds Jersey Rock mixtape, you can enter in Club Rat at WRAT.com. The link is right up on the Jersey Rock page. Now, you guys played Westbury a couple of weeks ago. Word is there might be a show coming up. What's going on with that?
Yeah, you know, we did a gig, you know, our buddy Jim Steen, who runs the space in Westbury, which is an amazing theater out in Long Island. And he said, hey, look, you know, you guys, you know, I remember when he was booking in Inglewood, we did a show with Cinderella, and he goes, you know, you guys would work out with them. You guys want to play with Tom Kiefer's band? And we did, and they had us back a couple weeks ago. So there's a chance that we might be playing there on the 9th, this upcoming Sunday, September 9th. So if you look at the Westbury schedule and you see he's playing there on the 9th, we may be on that show. But, you know, here being Monday, we won't know probably for the next day or so. But, you know, that's why I was saying, you know, check our Facebook page and, you know, and records and stuff to see if that comes into fruition.
You've got some big news coming up, the 20th anniversary of the Electric Ballroom.
Can you believe that? Yeah, the 10th anniversary was, we had a great show. We did it at the Stone Pony. You know, we had the New York Dolls play. You know, obviously Frankenstein played. We had, you know, some of the Alice Cooper Group guys play, some of the Blue Oyster Cult guys, Starts. It was a great night. And, you know, we're going to definitely do something special for the 20th anniversary. And, you know, we got to, you know, the bar's been raised after 10 years, but, you know, it really, literally feels like 5 years ago we've been doing that show. But we're excited. We're going to start figuring that all out probably, you know, a couple of weeks from now, now that we're just getting through Labor Day and stuff. You know, there should be an announcement sometime, probably late September, early October, about the 20th anniversary show. The only thing I can cancel for sure, it will be in Asbury Park.
All right, I'm looking forward to that. There's so much history that goes along with the Electric Ballroom. The amount of people that you've brought in through the Rat Studio in 20 years, and again, I can't believe, and when I say I can't believe, it's not that I can't believe the show lasted that long. I can't believe time has gone by that fast.
Yeah. I mean, crazy. You know, they were crazy enough to hire us 20 years ago, and, you know, some, I mean, especially in the early days when we'd have, like, you know, Joey Ramone come down, or Buck Dahmer, or Todd Rundgren, it was John Entwistle, John Paul Jones, and I'm talking, this was all in the first 6-7 weeks of doing the show, and the crazy partying and catering and nuts stuff that went down there, and, you know, I look back and it seems like yesterday, and sadly, so many of those people aren't with us anymore, which really kind of keeps you in check, you know?
Yeah. And, of course, the Electric Ballroom hits Rat Radio every Sunday from 8 to 10. Who's going to be on the show this week?
This upcoming Sunday, my buddy Chandler Mogul, who me and Chandler, we did some dates last year with Punky Meadows, did a West Coast tour, East Coast tour, you know, the record that Punky had made in 30 years, you know, we built a part of, Chandler sang on it. So he's going to be joining the party this upcoming Sunday night. It was fun. And I know, he, you know, in this day and age, everybody plays in so many different bands. So, you know, he's got a band called Out Loud over in Europe, and they have a record coming out. So it'll be fun. We'll be sharing war stories and playing some stuff from, you know, Punky and probably the Out Loud record.
He's got an amazing voice. That Fallen Angel record is awesome. And at the Main Man Records anniversary show, Chandler got up on stage with you guys, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. That was a fun night. You know, we had the girls out there with us, Kingston Graystar. You know, that was also 20 years of label. it's crazy, you know, these anniversaries now, you know, these people, accolades for all these years of just being around. But, you know, it's about keeping on, keeping on, you know, just, you know, we're having fun. So as long as it's fun, man, we'll keep doing it.
And Kingston and Graystar, of course, they gave you some help on the track we're doing tonight when they came on stage at the Brighton Bar to perform this song with you. Tell us about Your One.
Oh, Your One. Yeah, I mean, that's on the record. And the funny thing is Kingston and Graystar, you know, me and Bob Pantella and Derek Hawkins, you know, who plays from time to time with Frankenstein. You know, we also do this kind of covery, we do this cover band thing, and we all got to meet. And I know Barbara and Amy really well, and they were also part of Punky's band. When we, you know, they toured with Punky, and it was a lot of fun. So when we did this pre-tour for the record with Peter International, they came out and did all the shows with us, and now it's such an honor when anytime they're in town, they can come up and play with us. But it's fun, and they sang on the record, and such a cool track. I really like this track.
Keith Roth of Frankenstein 3000, grab your copy of The Blunt Truth now at mainmanrecords.com, and don't miss the Electric Ballroom every Sunday from 8 to 10 on 95.9 The Rat. Keith, thank you so much for calling into the podcast.
Oh, always great talking to you, Tom. And, you know, always check our Facebook page or the Main Man site, because there's a couple things that may be popping up over the next couple days. So, you know, check it out anytime you're surfing online.
Right now, let's do that track. Here's Frankenstein 3000 with Your One on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
You're one, it's with you I want to be.
You're one.
Peace and love and empathy.
You're one.
Tie me off, I want to be.
You're one.
Shooting up the enemy, shooting up the enemy, yeah.
We played a show and no one came. We played and played it just the same.
Hey, this is Rachel Anna Dalkin. You're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat Jersey Rock Podcast.
Shifting into view, wondering if you what this all really means, but lucky man. I can't compete with what you really have, 'cause I don't know what you're going through, and you don't give any circumstance with which we could try to understand why you are who you are, that you are just a man.
With Understand on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off her upcoming album, When It Happens to You. Rachel is doing an Indiegogo campaign to help cover production costs. It's running until September 6th. Learn more at rachelannadopkin.com. And don't miss Rachel Anna Dopkin with the Mercury Brothers at the all-new Asbury Lanes on September 8th. More info at asburylanes.com. On the phone are Danielle Johnson, Fats Hawkins, and Chelsea Grant of Hoochie Coochie. Catch them at the Medford Oktoberfest and Music Festival on September 15th over at Freedom Park in Medford. It's a free day of great bands, good vibes, and awesome beer. Guys, thanks for calling into the podcast.
Hey, thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to have you on. I know that your Walkin' EP is out now. How could someone get a copy of that?
Well, we are on every major platform. You can get it on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Tidal, and Bandcamp for all the millennials out there.
All over the place. Now, you guys are going to be rocking the Medford Oktoberfest. What can people expect that day?
Just come ready to dance and have a good time. We like to bring a lot of old school respects to our music. We like hooting and hollering, shaking and dancing. If you like Tina Turner, you like Alabama Shakes, then you're going to love us.
How could somebody find out more about Hoochie Coochie?
You can find, we have a website online. It's hoochiecoochie.us. The way we spell that is HOOCHICOOCHI.US. Then you can find us anywhere. All our links to all the rest of our social media and all that good stuff is on there. So videos, YouTube,
The track we're doing is Walkin', the title track off of your latest EP. Tell us about this song.
All right, so Walkin', we wrote a while back, and we were performing it. It's like really just kind of like a call to arms for all the people that just, you know, just quit all the paying attention to the media and what's going on and really just pay attention to what's going on in your community. Just trying to bring everybody together in love and peace and shaking and dancing. And we love to perform it. It's high energy. It's definitely going to get you on your feet, and it's got a great message. I love it. It's my favorite track. Even if it wasn't our single, it would still be my favorite track, you know?
We know that energy will be on full display on September 15th. Danielle Johnson, Fats Hawkins, Chelsea Grant of Hoochie Coochie. Catch them at the Medford Oktoberfest and Music Festival September 15th over at Freedom Park in Medford. Guys, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you for having us, man. We can't wait to see you guys.
Heck yeah. Right now, let's do that track. Here's Hoochie Coochie with Walkin' on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Hoochie Coochie.us, and catch them at the Medford Oktoberfest and Music Festival on September 15th at Freedom Park in Medford. It's a day of bands, beer, and good vibes. Learn more on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. That does it for this week's edition of the Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Monday for a new podcast, or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter and Club Rat at WRAT.com to have it delivered to your email every Monday morning. And don't forget, this is the last week to sign up to win your own copy of the Earbuds Jersey Rock mixtape through Club Rat at WRAT.com. This totally rad 80s inspired cassette features tracks from the Van Seeders, Reality Suite, The Scullers, Levy and the Oaks, Frankenstein 3000, The Ones You Forgot, Experiment 34, and Dark Sky Choir. You can purchase tapes right now at intheclouds.io, but enter to win through clubrat at WRAT.com. You have till Saturday. The link is up on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on Jersey Rock, email me at jerseyrock@WRAT.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.